This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. Tomorrow afternoon, the Central Arkansas Library System and the Butler Center will be hosting a screening of the documentary Relocation Arkansas, Aftermath of Incarceration. This looks at the camp in Roar, where Japanese Americans were kept during World War II. The filmmaker, who will be present for the screening, is Vivian Schiffer, and she joins me now on the line. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Tell me how you came to produce this film.
I came to make it because I have a real personal connection to Roar and to the Japanese-American experience in Arkansas by virtue of, first of all, being a native of Roar. And I can tell you there are precious few people who can make that claim. But also because in the 1980s, after my family had moved to McGee, Arkansas, my mother, Rosalie Santine Gould, became mayor of McGee. And in her capacity as mayor, she was asked to please host a dinner for people who had been at the Roar camp or who had some connection to the Roar camp, who were returning to Roar to dedicate a monument to the wonderful Sam Yada of Little Rock. And at that dinner, she began to form relationships with Japanese Americans who had been at Roar, and also with a woman named Jamie Vogel, who had been the art teacher at the Roar camp. And so began this amazing relationship. And I was very interested in how this small town Arkansas mayor of Italian descent became essentially a legend in the Japanese American community for her efforts to preserve and protect the Roar campsite. And in doing so, she became the owner of what was then the largest collection of incarceration camp art in private hands.
And the story behind how the people ended up being brought to Roar, people who had done nothing but just happened to be of Japanese descent, explain a little of the background there.
Well, there's a lot of misperception about this terrible episode in American history, and the biggest misperception is that it was a result of wartime hysteria, that our leaders had reason to believe that the Japanese-American population posed a threat to national security during World War II, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. The federal government knew that the Japanese-American population posed no more threat to American national security or military security than did German-Americans or Italian-Americans.
This screening, which takes place tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, just happens to come at a time when the camps have gotten more attention because of the proposal by the Trump administration to house migrants at one location near the Roar camp. What has that been like to learn of this possibility?
Well, I was stunned, like everybody else. And I have to say this about the people of Southeast Arkansas. Part of the film, and people who do come to see the film, will see that there was a great deal of opposition to Mayor Gould's activities with the returning Japanese. Many people still had this erroneous belief that the Japanese Americans were the Imperial Japanese, and that it was they who were somehow connected to the atrocities in China, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the Bataan Death March. They couldn't quite grasp that, or were unwilling to grasp, that these were mostly American citizens who'd been in this country for many decades. That belief and that feeling was still there among a certain population of Southeast Arkansas in the 1980s and 1990s. Things have certainly changed. Down in Southeast Arkansas, regardless of political affiliation or political ideology, it seems to me that most of the people down there are opposed to these types of violations of civil rights. So I have seen a backlash against this proposal that was sort of done secretly, although I have it on very, very good authority that it actually occurred, that the federal government had sent Health and Human Services agents to Kelso to scout out a location for these unaccompanied minors, and the outcry was swift. I'm very proud to say. It seems odd that they would choose this location. The reporters who've reported on this have reported that the Kelso location is 2 to 5 miles from the Roar site, but that's not true. The historical boundaries of the Roar campsite extended all the way to Kelso. So a large portion of the proposed detention facility actually is on the old Roar campsite. And I just think it's shocking that, you know, it's bad enough that they're proposing to do this at all anywhere, but to go back to what I think is a very hallowed ground in the fight for American civil rights is just stunning.
Well, I'm sure that will be a key part of the discussion tomorrow afternoon. That's filmmaker Vivian Schiffer, and again, her film Relocation Arkansas, Aftermath of Incarceration, will be shown at the Ron Robinson Theater. It begins at 3, and then will be followed with the opening of this new exhibit. Vivian, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael. I appreciate it.
This is KUAR 89.1.